This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am recording this actually after therapy. After therapy, I go to therapy once a week. It is one of the best 50-minute chunks of time in my week because I am spending time with a mental health professional who is impartial, who can help me sort through my past, my current thoughts, my emotions, my life, and get stuff off my chest. It's a lot to be a person in the world right now. We are all carrying something big and heavy and mostly invisible, and keeping stuff inside, keeping it bottled up is never a good idea, has never once helped. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a therapist. You can switch at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BOK today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BEOK. BetterHelp.com/BEOK.
Hey, my name is Asia, and this is my story for It's Going to Be Okay. So I am a person who stutters, and it's going to be about that. So I've never really liked the idea of giving people advice. It's going to be okay. It's always felt so generic to me. You know, I had friends with depression, and I've had my own anxiety, and friends with pretty intense anxiety. And I would always think, we can't guarantee that it's going to be okay for them, right? And I noticed, as I've been involved in some of, like, the stuttering community and some of the activism to do regarding stuttering, I find myself telling people it's going to be okay, or to parents, kids who stutter, it's going to be okay. And one of the things I've thought when people say, what do you wish you could tell your younger self, you know, about stuttering, I always think, I wish I could tell my younger self it's going to be okay. Because when you have a world that's full of stigma and you have never heard a different narrative other than people telling you that the way you talk is wrong or it needs to change or it's going to be so much harder for you to live as a person with a stutter, if only we can just use fluency techniques or other little things to get you heightened, to get you to hide your voice or slow down. And when you're told these things every single day, it almost doesn't matter how strong your voice is. It wears you down. And if you feel not so great. And about 10 years ago, when I was in college, I met another person who stutters, who was doing a documentary. And I decided, okay, this thing that I hate, this thing that I'm waiting for it to go away so that my life can begin. I'm just begging God, the universe, whoever, to let this be gone so my life can begin. Maybe my life's going to have to begin. And it doesn't really matter if it goes away or not. I'm going to have to figure out what to do. And I thought, you know, I don't have to like this. I don't have to like this. But I can choose to just accept that it's going to be here.
It's Going to Be Okay is a production of Feelings & Co. We are an independent podcast, and Feelings & Co. is an independent podcast production company, so you being here is amazing. A great way to support our show is to share it. Share it with whoever you think would like it. Share it as much as you can. Rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. We're a small show, we're a small company, and we exist because of all of you. So thank you for being here. Our team is me, Claire McNerney, Amanda Romani. You can share your okay thing with us by emailing us, igtbo@feelingsand.co. I will read your okay thing for you, or you can record a voice memo and attach it to that email. You can also always call and leave us a voicemail at 612-568-4441. You can find all of our shows and our store over at feelingsand.co. Thank you.